Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Are you sure about that? Yeah, that really is really good news. Well, you do know we're not together anymore, don't you? Well, no, it wasn't just that. Things just didn't work out, that's all. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm pleased he's happy. Yes, definitely. He's much better off in London. I don't think he really liked the island. Okay, well, there you go. Yes, I'm pleased he's back in London. He'll be happy there. Okay. Yeah. Bye. No, I wouldn't say anything. I think it's better he doesn't know that I phoned. Is that okay? Great, thanks. Okay, yeah. Okay. Bye.
Oh, hi Sarah. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You don't look very happy.
No, I'm fine, honestly.
You sure?
Yes, really. Believe it or not, I've actually had some good news.
Oh, what is it? I'd have thought if it was good news, you'd look happy.
Penny, it's Harry.
Harry? What about him?
He's gone back to London.
No! Well, that is great news!
Yeah, he's moved off the island and he's now living in London again.
Oh, that's brilliant! But how do you know he's left the island?
Well, I'd sort of heard he had through someone on Facebook. And just now I phoned someone we both knew in London. And he said that Harry had definitely moved back. I think he said he's living in Balham.
Oh, Sarah. So why aren't you happy about it?
Well, I am. It's just a bit of a shock, to be honest. I can hardly believe it. I've dreaded it for so long, bumping into him and seeing him again, that I can't quite believe that he's gone. I honestly can't believe it. And so that means he really is out of my life now.
It's brilliant. That's it. No more problems with that dreadful man. We can relax. Sarah, we don't need to worry who's at the door or who's on the phone. It's great news. Oh, you must feel so relieved.
I am, Penny. It's just, for so long he's been part of my life, so I can hardly dare believe he's out of it now.
Right, well he is. Oh, I think we deserve a drink. Do you want one?
Yeah, okay.
So, Sarah, who did you speak to on the phone? What makes you so sure he's moved back to London and not just there for a day trip or something?
No, he's definitely moved back. It seems he's told people that he didn't like the island. In fact, he said he couldn't stand the place.
And what about you? What's he said to everyone about your relationship?
Well, I'm not sure about that. The friend, who I've just spoken to, was a bit surprised when I said we weren't together anymore.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound so good.
Yes, well, that's just what I thought. I wonder what Harry's been saying.
Well, he must have said something, seeing as you aren't with him now. I would have thought his friends would ask where you were, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, I would think so.
Oh, come on, let's not worry about it. The good news is he's gone. He was an awful man. You're so much better off without him.
Oh, I know that. Well, as you know, I'd be happy if I never ever saw him again.
Well, it's happened. He's gone, and we won't ever see him again. Oh, let me get that wine. Oh, do you want to go out? Do you want to go to Adam's?
Yeah. What a good idea. When should we go?
Oh, what about 7?
7? Oh, give me 5 minutes and we can go then.
Okay, I'll be ready in 5 then.
Great. I aim to celebrate.
Sarah, what's the time, please?
It's 8. I suppose we should be going in a bit. I'm glad that we did come to Adam's. We did need to celebrate properly.
Well, I think we did with those cocktails.
What was yours called again?
Oh, mine was Mischief Maker. And what was yours?
Adam's Answer to Everything.
That was the name of your cocktail?
Yes, and it was lovely.
Well, I knew that because you did have 2 of them.
Penny, the strange thing is, I keep expecting him to walk through the door. Although I know he's gone, I can't quite believe it. It's just too good to be true.
Now you can stop that, Sarah. He has gone. He's not going to walk in. He's obviously now decided that your relationship is over. You said he doesn't like the island, so the best place for him is in London. And I'm sure that's where he'll stay.
But he might come back to visit.
Why would he? He hasn't got anything here to come back to. As you said, he can't stand the island. So I'm sure he won't want to come back.
No, of course you're right. But you know when things are just so good, you can't help thinking something will go and spoil it?
Look, don't worry. No one is going to spoil anything. He's gone. And now you can get on with your life. As I said, you must feel so relieved.
Well, I don't know. I daren't feel too happy. If anything, I feel scared.
Oh, Sarah, things will be okay. At last you're free from that bully. Things will be good, I just know it. This is the best thing that's happened for a long time, for both of us. You don't need to feel scared.
I know I shouldn't, Penny, and I keep telling myself that. But I just have a feeling something's going to go wrong.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.